You're listening to SBS News.
Pushed to the brink of collapse, India is now home to the world's worst ongoing coronavirus outbreak. India's health ministry says every hour, 115 Indians are succumbing to the disease. With over 17.6 million cases already reported since the start of the pandemic last year, experts fear the real number could be up to 30 times higher, meaning more than half a billion cases. The Red Cross is now helping India gain control of a record wave of infections and deaths that's overwhelmed its healthcare system. Udaya Regmi heads South Asia operations for the International Federation of Red Cross and says complacency is suspected to have accelerated the surge that India is seeing.
What we have seen in India and South Asia is clearly the result of too many people letting their guards down and not keeping of those basic, crucial life-saving measures, particularly wearing the masks.
People are taking matters into their own hands, doing what they say the government should have done a long time ago. On top of medical oxygen running out in hospitals, there's also shortages of space in intensive care wards, and nearly all ventilators are in use. The United States says it's working to relieve the suffering, and President Joe Biden is sending a range of help in addition to drugs.
We are sending the actual mechanical parts that are needed for the machinery they have to build a vaccine. I've discussed with him when we'll be able to send actual vaccines to India, which will be my intention to do. The problem is right now we have to make sure we have other vaccines like Novavax and others coming on probably. And I think we'll be in a position to be able to share vaccines as well as know-how. When we were in a bind at the very beginning, India helped us.
Even though many say the aid is too late, help and support is being offered from Germany, which is urgently working to put together an aid package. Pakistan has also said it could provide relief, including ventilators, oxygen supply kits, digital X-ray machines, and protective equipment. Canada is set to donate $10 million to the Indian Red Cross and provide other supplies. France is sending breathing machines, ICU gear, and 8 oxygen generators in a shipment expected to be sent later this week. Britain's already sent their first shipment of medical aid of 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, but many residents have had enough.
I am fed up. No one is listening here. I need oxygen. My husband's oxygen levels are going down. Doctors are saying they don't have cylinders of oxygen.
India is even calling on its armed forces to help. It's also started airlifting oxygen tanks to states in need. Special train carriages converted into isolation wards and supplying oxygen are also running in the country. In Gurugram, southwest of Delhi, a non-government organisation has set up a makeshift facility in the open. Ishan Singh is from the Hemkant Foundation and says they're trying to help patients who cannot find a bed in hospitals.
We have patients who are waiting here for 2 days. They're not finding any hospital. They just wanted oxygen because their doctor has advised they're on high antibiotics. So that lady over there, if you see, she is here with our sons. They rented a car and they came here 2 days back. And still they cannot find any hospital, they cannot find any bed. They are still here because their doctor has advised.
Meanwhile, families of Indian Australians stranded in the subcontinent are urging the Morrison government to establish a quarantine solution that would allow their loved ones to return home when flights eventually resume. But in the US, it's a different story, with guidelines on mask wearing being relaxed. Americans no longer need to use face coverings in most situations outdoors, as long as they've been fully vaccinated. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says there's a lot of data showing that most transmissions are happening indoors, not outdoors.
Less than 10% of documented transmission in many studies have occurred outdoors. We also know that there's almost a 20-fold increased risk of transmission in the indoor setting and the outdoor setting. That, coupled with the fact that we now have 30 per, 30, 7% of people over the age of 18 fully vaccinated, and the fact that our case rates are now starting to come down motivated our change in guidance.
The change is being welcomed by many, including Marie Goodman from Illinois.
I am very excited that the mask guidelines for being outdoors are being loosened a little bit. I spend a lot of time outside here. I have a 5-year-old golden retriever, and we're at the park a lot, so it'll be a lot more comfortable, especially with temperatures warming up, to be outside without a mask.
Mr. Biden says the mask guidance puts the nation one step closer to his target date of July the 4th, when he hopes life in America can get closer to normal. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.